privilege to serve this congregation in some good times, some hard times, some weird times. I think it was Philip Goley who said, "I left my last church for health reasons. They were sick of me and I was sick of them." And at least from my perspective, that's not true. I'm not sick of y'all. I love this church and this congregation. It's just time. It's a kairos kind of time. It's time for me to move on and attempt something else. But I feel good about things. I have great confidence in the leaders that the church has and in the direction that we're going. So I just wanted to say that before we got into the sermon. We continue in the series on John this week, and our text comes from the 17th chapter, verses 16 through 19. Read along with me. "They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth, as you sent the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified." This is now, for those of you who are paying attention, that may have sounded a little bit like a rerun. Because if you were paying attention last week, Steve preached that as part of his sermon text. And I understand why, because it actually went along very well with the rest of his sermon. But on Monday, I told him, "Steve, you preached my text." But as I thought about it, and as I've been thinking about it, it's still the text I want to preach from this week. I think it's very pertinent to what I have to say and to my last scheduled sermon here. And I don't think we can ever exhaust the meaning of a passage of Scripture. So I'm going to have at it with this text and maybe take a little different take than Steve did. In verse 17, Jesus says, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." Sanctify them, this verb, which is hagiazo in Greek, can have a couple of meanings. It means sanctify. It means consecrate. You can translate it either way, but that in itself has a couple of meanings. One is the meaning that Steve brought out for us last week, the sense of cleansing from sin, making something holy that is not holy before. But it also has the sense of setting something apart for the service of God. You know, if you go back to the temple service, they took the showbread, which was just, it was bread, but it was then set apart for a very special, cleansing it from sin. It was just set apart for a special service for God. And I think in verse 17, that's what Jesus is doing here. He's taking his disciples and he's praying that they be separated from the world. They're not of the world, even as I'm not of it. Separated and then prepared for service to God in the world. And he says, sanctify them by the truth. Now, as we've walked through the Gospel of John, we know that for Jesus, in this gospel, truth means the realm of truth is the word of God. It has to do with God's word, God's name, what God is doing in the world, God's activity in the world. And so he wants them set apart by that for this purpose. He goes on in verse 18, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." And so this kind of reinforces that sense of setting them apart. It's a commissioning and a sending of these disciples, these followers of Jesus, into the world for God's mission, for Jesus' mission, and now it becomes their mission. And we've come to call this lately the Missio Dei, the mission of God. But that's what it's all about. God has a mission of reconciliation of the world. To that purpose, he sent Jesus into the world, and now Jesus is sending his disciples on that same mission. And then he goes on to say, "For them I sanctify myself, that